Welcome back to another episode of Study Break. I'm your host, Amal, and today we are here with
Jemiah.
Okay, Jemiah, if you kind of want to like introduce yourself, talk about like who you are and like what you do and things like that.
My name is Jemiah. I go to North Mecklenburg High School in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm 16 years old and I'm Pisces.
We love Pisces over here. The topic for today's episode is mental health. It is such a hard topic to kind of talk about, and it's very stigmatized. But of course, I believe it was September. It was Suicide Prevention Month. So I feel like what better time to talk about this topic and to talk about how it specifically like affects teens, because that's the whole point of like, oh, I don't know what that was. That's the whole point of our podcast, you know. We try to relate to teens, and mental health is something that a lot of teens struggle with. So we're just gonna get straight into it. So, Jemiah, do you want to kind of like define mental health in your terms, or like how you feel about it, and just give us a little introduction before we get into it?
Mental health, in my terms, is a progress where a human goes through something, every human goes through something that isn't really necessarily, it could be good or bad, but majority of the time it's bad. In my process, I feel like people go through it and people just don't know how to handle it. There's different ways people learn how to cope through it. People learn how to just maneuver around it in their lives.
100%. I definitely agree. I think the way I would kind of just describe it is like the trials and tribulations we kind of go through as like we grow up, and people have like different, like you said, different ways of going through it. People have different ways of coping through it. So I think it's definitely important that we kind of talk about these topics, no matter how uncomfortable they can be. You know, I just filmed the episode with my cousin Muna on nostalgia, and that was definitely like the funniest episode ever. So the transition might be a little bit rough, but we're gonna try to get through it. This episode will be like just like kind of a trigger warning for everyone out there. This episode is kind of a bit heavier than most episodes we tend to film on the podcast. So just kind of mentally prepare yourself as we kind of get into it. To just immediately get straight into it. Do you have any like personal stories you would like to share? Or if not, we could just skip straight through that.
Sure, I could share one. This year was kind of tough for me, and like I, especially since I moved from an old school to a new school, it was very difficult because I had to get used to a lot of things. And I went to Corvian since freshman year, and it's junior year now, and I'm just switching in the middle of my high school's years. But I could say that I had a friend that passed away in April. I think you know her. She went to school with us. She passed away because she committed suicide, and that really opened a lot of doors for me because like I just looked at life like so differently because I was like, this is real life. Like people actually like do things like that. Like I never had a friend that committed suicide until no, it wasn't in April, it was in May actually. So I was just one, I was surprised, I was sad, you know. All the emotions you go through when someone passes away, especially when it's something like that. So I feel like when it comes to things like that, you just gotta be open-minded and you gotta learn how to talk to people, learn how to, even if you don't like them, you gotta learn how to talk to people because you never know. You really never know. Everybody is going through something. So you gotta learn how to just be nice and just live life for what it is, but not for the meanness of it, you know?
Like, I'm so proud of you and the way you handle that situation.
It
Obviously,
was tough because I knew her since elementary school. So, and we went to middle school together, and then we met back in Corvian, which was really funny. And then she left and she went to North Mech. And then and that's crazy because if she was still alive, we would have been in school together too. So, yeah, it was a lot. But I still think about her all the time. You know, it was good memory. She was a good person. I still have a safe place for her in my heart.
Yeah, Tokyo is definitely just kind of that kind of person you would like light up a room, anything they kind of walked into.
100%.
You did, after everyone found out she kind of passed away, I feel like you honored her memory to like the best of the way you could. Like, you spoke about mental health on your stories, and like, even though people might not see those stories, it's just like you're expanding it to the people in your community. And like, I found out about it through your Instagram, you know? And so it was kind of a shock, but I can say, like, not just me, but the people who were around us and people who cared about Tokyo, they 100% felt appreciated by what you did. So we just want to thank you for that, of course. And for being so open to talk about it, because it's something that's hard it's to talk about.
Yeah,
100%. I feel like my oldest brother, he had a friend. He also went to North Mike, and he played football for North for all 4 years. He was class of 2019. Yeah. He had a friend named Isaac who ended up committing suicide. And my brother, his name is Gled. The way he speaks about him is just, you could never tell that he was struggling, you know? He had such a bright personality. He spoke so openly about different things. And seeing him kind of go through that grief was 100% eye-opening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a sad topic to talk about.
I'm
but
so sorry about that, yeah.
No, yeah, it's all good. I think he struggled through it a bit during quarantine, but one thing he spoke about, like, he's in college now, and you know, you don't know people's experience, but he got to college and he had another friend who was struggling, and you could kind of see his mind like bring back all those memories, you know. Your body stores that trauma, like, it doesn't go away. You know.
I understand that. Okay. It all comes back.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, oh god, it's such a, I can't even get into
hard,
it.
It's hard.
Yeah. You got to take like a bunch of deep breaths during this. But on that note, like, if we could prevent it from getting to the point where you feel like ending your life is the only way out, like, how would you suggest we go about that? Like, prevention?
Well, honestly, I'm going to be honest. I have been through that myself. And that's why when Tokyo passed, it was just such an eye opener for me, because like, right before that, that's where my state was. But then she had came along, and that just happened. That was just God reminding me, like, I have a reason to be here. So I feel like find different ways to just be happy, you know, like, find your peace. If it's a person that makes you happy, be with that person. If it's a song that you want to listen to, you better listen to that song every day of your life. I'm trying to tell you, you got to find a way to make you happy. Don't be sad all the time. It's okay to cry. Like, I cry every day, girl. I'm a Pisces. Part of my zodiac sign is that I cry, and that is the truth, because I cry. I cry about nothing. It's okay. You just let it out, cry it out, laugh it out. Just do what you got to do. Anything you can do to make you happy will just let you be successful in your life. It'll let you live longer. You don't want to be in that stage to where you want to end your life, because it's not worth, like, that's the first thought in your mind when you're in that mental state. Like, you want it just to all be over. You just want to be gone. But then, like, if you think about it, like, maybe I could graduate college. Maybe I could graduate high school. Maybe I could have kids and a husband or a wife one day. Whatever it is, you got a future ahead of you. So you can't really think, you can't always think negative all the time, because you don't know what the future holds. You could be rich and famous one day.
Yep.
You never know.
You could be Beyonce 2.0, right?
You see the shirt.
Yep, I see the shirt. I was just about to mention that. Your Beyonce is everything, bro. And your eyelashes are always so long. I don't know if that's because you be crying.
No,
but...
girl, it's fake. Girl, these not real.
They look fake. So natural, bro. Like, you need to put me on. I do not know how to do lashes at all. But...
Girl, I learned this summer. I ain't stopped since. Girl, you better...
I'm gonna get on it. Don't even. Like Jemai was saying, one big thing is, like, people can get, like, I feel like the point where it gets dangerous is when you start to feel comfortable in your sadness, you know? You get to the point where I feel like sad's not, like, the best term to use for it. And oftentimes, if you go to, like, therapy and things like that, they give you an emotion chart. And when you look at the sadness portion, there's, like, 20 different emotions within that. Like, there's distress, there's like you feel like worthless, or like, to put it into terms, sometimes you can't really understand like how you're feeling. But like Jemai said, it's okay to like get that out, like, especially like men sometimes, like, there's always stigma about them like crying and stuff, but like, you gotta get that out some way, like, even if it's in private, like, go sit down, like,
Even with men, like, you would think that, because, like, you know, girls, they Girls, well, in my eyes, I see girls like they show their emotions a lot. But boys, like, there's not too many boys that like to show their emotions. I see that pretty often is in my generation. And the older generation, like back in the 90s and 2000s, you know, their parents raised them to be like tough. Like, you can't show, you got to be a big boy. You gotta be strong. You can't do that. But nowadays, still, I don't see boys showing their emotions because I feel like they're afraid for people to judge them. And it's kind of sad to me. Well, not kind of, it is sad because they can't be how they want to be, you know? And it's, I feel like it's important to express your emotions and show how you feel, because how are we gonna know if you're okay, you know? Like, we gotta know in order for us to help you out, you know?
Yeah, and like with the rise of, you know, those like alpha male podcasts and stuff where they're like, oh, men, you need to like toughen up, you need to get on it, get your bag up. Like, okay, they can do all of that. Like, why are you promoting something that's ultimately like gonna tear down your gender and your generation? It just doesn't make sense, to be completely honest. But do you have like any tips that you use personally? Because you did speak about how you were in that situation. So, like, what helped you get out of it other than like your friends?
Beyonce, she really opened the doors. Like, she, when you have like a woman, like it was like your mom or like your sister. I have one older sister and one younger sister. We have people in your life that like are leaders, and you just see like there's more to live for. You just want to pursue that. Like, people like Beyonce, she's like my idol. I feel like everybody that knows me knows that. Like, it's just so, it's common sense. But Beyonce, she really makes me feel like I can do anything. I listen to her music, I cut it on, I just feel like I'm that girl. Like, I
You
feel like
are
I can.
that girl.
Thank you, girl. That's why I love you. But I don't know, like, and then like I like to write poems. I learned how to write poems like when it was quarantine, and I just started back doing poems this year. It really calmed me down. Then I turned a poem into music, you know, play the piano. Just do something that makes you that you like. Start drawing or doing color books, or take a walk. Do something that will get your mind off of whatever's making you feel down, you know?
And don't fall, to add to that, don't fall into the pit like of seeking out like validation for how you feel. You know, like if you're sad and you go on TikTok and you see all those sad slideshows with those sad audios, like
I agree, because sometimes I fall for it. I
me
just
too, me too.
it'll be TikTok. TikTok will trick you because they will bring you a TikTok that relates to your life and just makes you even more sad. I'm just like, Jesus.
Exactly. Like, I was feeling that way before, but like
TikTok
now,
is nosy. They know my whole life. I just like, how do you know? It
real,
would be
so
on my
real.
For You page, and then they would just know what my situation is. It's just so weird.
I had to, you know, one rule I had to like kind of be strict about with myself was like, I'm kind of cool throughout the day, but once it hits like 9 p.m. or once it hits like fall and winter time, like when it starts to get dark, I just have to put everything away. Like after that, I overthink everything. So what I kind of started doing was like, because why am I like having thinking like, oh my God, I have the best friends in the world, and then it gets to like 10 o'clock and I'm like, nobody loves me, like what's going
It's
on? Like
always at night. Like, it's always happening at night.
it is,
It's
and it's
like,
so
and it's
sad.
like seasonal depression. Like, in the fall and winter, it's always around that time. Like, you got the summer and the spring, and you got the fall. But you got Christmas around the corner. But
Yeah.
still.
It's the cold months that really hit you, and that's where like I feel like most like mental illnesses, like talking about depression specifically, like during the winter months where you don't see people as often, when you're like confined to your house and like confined to your room, and all these artists want to start popping out with like the most saddest albums I've ever heard in my life, like that's when things get rough. So it's not only you, like a lot of people go through that. Like Frank Ocean is turned off all winter time. I'm sorry, but like
Don't talk about Frank Ocean like that. Okay? I was just listening to him before I turned this on.
okay, I won't come for him, but like his voice, like
I
he
know
could be singing about rainbows.
it does get you like some of his songs does make you sad. Like, I definitely agree with that. You just gotta be in a good vibe. before you
literally
listen.
Like, 100%. You got to be happy, because he could be singing about rainbows in the most depressing voice ever. Like, I'm not listening to this. Okay.
You're a Swiftie. You're a Swiftie.
I am. I'm not like a big Swiftie. I feel like people kind of made it like, I post about her sometimes. I went to like the Eras Tour and everything, but it's such a slippery slope, bro. Like, I like Drake. I like 21.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm cultured, all right? I'm not fully on the like whitewashing.
Yeah, but me, like, I like those artists, but I'm honestly like, I'm into like the old school. Like, I like Motown. I like me some Michael Jackson, some Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
All that old stuff. I don't know. It's just something about that old school. It's just calm me down. I mean, I don't mind a bit of new school. Some new school artists, they just not it.
Yeah.
But yeah, some I just can't get into like this.
So basically, the next time y'all do like a throwback day, put Jemiah on aux is what I'm hearing right now. Nobody else is touching Spotify but her. I believe you.
Yes.
But you. It's only you. Mm-hmm. I feel like school is such a big contributing factor to worsening mental health. So how do you feel like school contributes to like specifically teens and their mental health?
Grades definitely play a big major part in mental health when it comes to school, because kids want to graduate, but it's not easy. Like, some people will make it seem easy, but it's not easy at all. It's nothing like middle school. It's definitely nothing like elementary school. Going to a charter school, it was 10 times harder than it was in public school. I'm not gonna lie. It's a lot more easier now, which I feel like it's crazy, because, like, you know, it was a college prep school, so things were a lot different. And, you know, students stress over turning in work, dealing with teachers, dealing with friends, drama, all of that, you know, it's high school. It's never easy to deal with. A lot of kids get upset whenever their parents don't like how their grades are looking. I know mine's don't play no games on my grades. And then you got drama, you know, drama is, that's regular. Like, drama, it's gonna happen either way. You just be walking, they just be like, oh, look at how she walks. It's stupid, but you know, it's life and it just happens. But I really feel like if you want to work on like how you feel about school and your grades, I feel like you just gotta just keep track, or make better time management, make a schedule, write it down in your notes, do something that will make you remind yourself, oh, I gotta turn this in, oh, I gotta talk to my teacher, oh, I need to talk to my counselor. I used to talk to Miss I forgot her name. I hope
Mendoza.
She doesn't. No.
Oh, the other one, the one that left.
She
I
left
her name too. Yeah, she left.
What?
I know, bro. She was so good.
Everybody leaving.
Must be your reason, but we can't get into that. I want her to get an email.
It's not
on
a
Monday.
Surprise. Hey. It's not a surprise. Dang, she left. That actually makes me sad. But I used to go to her office. I'm talking about every single day. I would stay in there the whole entire third period until I got myself right. Like, I don't care if I was having a panic attack, if I just wanted to sit in there, I had to do what I had to do. Because my counselor, she would make sure that I was good. And I loved her so much for that, because if you got a good connection with a teacher, you're straight. You gotta learn how to talk to your teachers. If you can't talk to your teachers, communicate. What's going on? You gotta learn how to talk to them, because who knows, that might help increase your grade, and it might help you pass your class. It might help. It helps you in a lot of ways, and not only communication with teachers, communication with your peers, your friends, people in school. I know whenever I was in drama in school, I wasn't the type to argue. I just like to communicate, like, hey, what's going on? Boop de boop. Just communicate. I feel like communication is really key. It would help you out. Yeah.
For sure, bro. And especially like when it comes to drama, I agree with like I'm the type of person to communicate to, like, but not like I'm sending you the most like brattiest paragraph ever. No, like I'm sending you like some like, oh, what's wrong? Like I actually just did that. Like somebody was like a little bit shady and I was like, yo, like we good. Like I don't want nobody having beef with me. It generally stresses me out so much and it can make school 10 times worse.
Yeah, because you think about grades and you think about drama at the same time. Oh no.
You're done for. Like,
yeah. No. Mm-mm. Not me. See, I can argue, but I know how to communicate. I use this different level. You got to control yourself because you don't want nobody thinking you the argumentative type. But you just got to learn how to maneuver, you know?
100%. And like, what you said about teachers, I feel like so many teachers kind of look out for kids without them like even realizing it. Like I remember when my grades started to slip, like in the beginning of freshman year basketball season type.
Yeah.
My social studies teacher, I can't really say names, but she was like, oh, this is not like you. Like, why aren't you turning in your work? Like, do we need to talk? Like, but not in like a, oh, I'm gonna tell your parents right away. It was like, are you okay? Like it was genuinely asking me if I was good, which I wasn't at the time, but we're good now, you know?
That's like, good then. I know who you're talking about. That's good.
Mm-hmm. She was like an angel, bro. But the work she assigned was not angel-like. Let's be real about that.
Everything it was. Oh my God. She was going back to back. I was like, Jesus.
I know. She teaches an AP class now. Like that class, she didn't teach a regular.
Like,
the work we were doing was basically AP work at that time. Like, so much for no reason. And that definitely added so much stress. You brought up panic attacks. And yeah. I've been struggling with having panic attacks for like years, you know, and some of them were like in public and stuff. And those are what like really gets me. Cause like me personally, I don't know if that has anything to do with like zodiac signs or something. Cause I'm not like into zodiac signs and stuff. I'm a Capricorn. And apparently, according to my friends who are like are into astrology, apparently they like hide their emotions or something, but I don't know personally, but. Yeah, I just don't like people seeing me, like, going through stuff in public, but it manifested itself into, like, physical stuff. Like, if I wasn't good mentally, I couldn't do stuff in the environment around me. I couldn't do my work in school. I couldn't play basketball. I would, like, break down into tears. I couldn't breathe. And that just kind of shows, like, if you don't, like, start working on it right when those feelings happen and you kind of let it slide, and you come in with like that nonchalant attitude when you're like talking about your health, that's when things start to like crumble. So that's why I feel like it's such a big deal to talk about like the signs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're pretty good at that. I know that for sure. I feel like you always check up on people the second
you got to check up on, even if you don't know them. Like I'm the type to just like, I seen a young girl, I'm going to say young girl, she older than me. I saw her in the bathroom a week or two ago. She was crying. I was like, you good? She was like, no. And she just broke down. And I gave her a hug. And then I was like, what's going on? And she was like, math. I was like, girl, me too. That's why I'm in this bathroom. I was like, that's exactly why I was in the bathroom. It was math.
How has technology impacted the fields of mental health? But like you talking about your mental health, like how do you feel like it's impacted you positively and negatively?
Positively when I'm sad or like not in a good mood, I'll watch TikToks or I'll watch something that will just make me like in a better mood. Negatively, there's so many negative ways. If you're constantly on your phone all the time, you're watching other people's lives, it's like, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. You need to do what they're doing and do something, or you need to just get off your phone, just be outside, you know, and stop what's the word? I can't think of the word. Stop watching other people instead of just sitting there being on your phone 24/7. It's like when you're being on the phone, it's very addictive. That's why I've learned, it's something I need to work on because sometimes I'm on my phone too much. I learned that I can get out, you know. But when you're on your phone, you're just glued to it. Especially on like apps like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, all those social media, Twitter, everything. You know, you just watch it. You just watching other people's lives. You just Some people learn from it. Some people use it for a good cause. Some people just use it just to enjoy it or because they're bored. But there's other things to do than to be on social media, and that is a way of being depressed. Honestly, being on social media can make you be depressed because you're just sitting on your phone all day. It reminds me of COVID days because you're just sitting watching the computer all day. Like, that was the most boringest thing ever. Just during those, what, 1 or 2 years in school, we were just staring at a laptop all day. That was just, it was insane to me. But I feel like it could really put a big effect on, especially our generation, because we are the generation of technology. And it can put a positive effect on us because technology is helping us learn about things from back in slavery. Back, it's helping us learn a lot of things that we didn't know that we would know nowadays. But it can also be a bad effect because kids are, you know, that's the way, because one of the new rules in our school is we can't use technology, y'all. It has to be put up. And if it's not put up, it will be taken to the office. And the second time, they keep your phone for, it's crazy, they keep your phone for 3 days. The
Oh, I thought you were
second
going to say forever. Like, my heart dropped. I was going to say.
they keep your phone for like 3 days, and then the third time, I think they keep it for like, what is it, the rest of the school year. It's crazy. I don't know. I know, right? This is one of the things that I miss about my old school, because they just take it and then your parents will have to pick it up. But no, there's like levels to it at this school. But, and that's for the whole CNS. But yeah, so, you know, when you're on technology, you can be, one of the reason they do that is because it can cause drama. Like, you know, as we were talking about earlier with drama in high school, it happens often, and people like to beef on social media and just put out all the negative things. It turns out bad. It can turn into a shootout, turn into a gun violence. This can turn into anything bad, which I understand why CMS does it. So it does hold a pretty negative effect, and it can hold someone with not having a life anymore. So it's pretty bad.
Definitely. And like you said, technology is such a big contributing factor as to why, like, mental health over time, like, it's not a coincidence that our age group, our generation, has the highest suicide rates of like all generations. And I mean, it's also having access to things like that, but it's also like isolation and how we tend to like isolate ourselves. And how things are less personal in the way, like how people are much braver behind the screen. Like, you could say whatever you want to somebody behind the screen, but like when you're in person, like, would you really say that, you know? And that's definitely why I think it, you know, oftentimes you gotta like separate it. Like Jemima basically just said, you know, put down your screens, go outside, touch grass, but not in like a negative way. Like, go to a concert, go see a movie, surround yourself with people who help you and things like that. So other than that, Jemiah, it's been great having you. But do you have any like last minute things to add, like quotes or tips or anything you want to tell our viewers before we wrap up?
Be happy, be positive, think positive. Even if you can't, think about a unicorn, think about anything just that just makes you happy. And don't let anybody bring you down, especially if it's someone like the closest people to you will just try to bring you down. That's something that people need to learn. And the loudest person in the room could be the most depressed person in the room. So you gotta notice things. You gotta look around. You gotta notice who's sad, who maybe that person needs help. Maybe you need to talk to that person. Maybe you need to be friends with that person. You could really change their life just by one conversation. So just take your time to just be nice and kind to people, because karma will come back to you, and it'll be a good effect. Karma's not always bad. It can be always good, but just be positive and happy, you know.
Agreed. And when it, just to add to that, when you feel like things are like bad, it can be so crippling. Like, you feel like nothing's gonna get better, or you can, I can't count or tell you guys like how much things I've been like so grateful to have gotten to experience that I wouldn't have gotten experience if I did end up doing that, you know. So It eventually, if not now, like if it's not better now, then you're not done yet. You still have so much left to experience. There's a life outside of high school. There's a life outside of college. There's your future. And you're going to meet people who care about you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to add that the National Suicide Hotline has changed. It is now 988, like not 911, just 988. You could also text 988. You can chat online. You can visit the official website, and it's open 24 hours a day. So if you're at that point where you kind of feel like giving up, one more try, y'all. Please just talk to someone or anything. You could talk to us at study break. Everyone here is here for you. Yeah, but that's it. Thank you so much for joining study break. Jemai, go ahead and talk, plug your social media, plug your Instagram.
Jemiah, the bunch of A's. That's it.
I love that. You already know it's Amal underscore Duali. It doesn't change. Follow Study Break on Instagram at the Study Break Podcast. You can also follow us
Yes,
on
follow her
TikTok.
podcast. Listen to her podcast on all social media platforms. Do it.
We
Do
love
it.
you for that. We love you for that. Yeah, that'll be it for today's episode. We're on Apple Music too, y'all, so get on that too. And yeah,
Yes.
bye everyone.
Okay.